This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed Tuesday that Ukraine will fight to recover all its territory occupied by Russian forces. In a remote video interview with Britain's Financial Times newspaper, Zelensky said Ukraine has already lost too many of its people to simply cede its territory. He said stalemate was not an option, and Ukraine would fight to achieve full deoccupation. Zelensky's remarks were a forceful response to suggestions that Ukraine must cede territory to Russia to end the war, now in its fourth month. He made the comments as Ukrainian troops continued to battle street to street in the eastern city of Severodonetsk in one of the bloodiest land battles of the war. Severodonetsk Mayor Alexander Stryuk told Ukrainian television Tuesday, Ukrainian defenders are doing everything possible to hold their positions in the city, even as Russia sends more troops to the area. Meanwhile, a U.S. warship, the USS Gravely, docked in the northern Poland-Baltic port city of Gdynia Tuesday in what officials are describing as a show of support for Poland as war rages in neighboring Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to Poland Mark Brzezinski told reporters at a news briefing in the port, the warship is meant to send a clear message.
There is nothing accidental about a destroyer from the U.S. Navy being in the port of Gdynia. I assure you of that. It's meant to send a clear message to the people of Poland that we stand with you, that you are safe, and that you are secure. As President Biden said, the U.S. and NATO will defend every square inch of NATO territory.
Brzezinski said Russian President Vladimir Putin hates it when NATO allies such as Poland and the U.S. work together, and they have never worked together like they are now. This is VOA News. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny lost an appeal contesting the decision by penitentiary officials to label him as inclined to commit crimes of a terrorist or extremist nature. Navalny received the designation in October of 2021. He and his defense team filed an appeal contesting the label, but a panel of judges Tuesday rejected it and ruled to keep the designation in place. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, was arrested in January of 2021 upon returning from Germany, where he'd been recuperating from nerve agent poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. He was handed a 2.5-year sentence for a parole violation in March. Navalny was also sentenced to 9 years in prison on fraud and other charges. The new sentence followed a year-long Kremlin crackdown on Navalny's supporters and other opposition activists and independent journalists, in which authorities appear eager to stifle all dissent. The U.S. has won a legal battle to seize a Russian-owned superyacht in Fiji. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The court's chief justice ruled, based on the evidence, the chances of defense lawyers mounting an appeal that the top court in Fiji would hear were nil to very slim. The court ruling represents a significant victory for the U.S. as it's encountered obstacles in its attempts to seize the assets of Russian oligarchs around the world. The authorities then wasted no time in taking command of the $325 million vessel and sailing it away from the South Pacific nation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a forecast issued Tuesday, the World Bank said the world economy is entering a protracted period of feeble growth and elevated inflation, as the bank cut its global growth forecast by 1.2 to 2.9% for 2022. The bank added that many countries are likely to face recession. It blames the COVID-19 pandemic for most of the problem and said the Russian invasion of Ukraine is also a factor. World Bank President David Malpass wrote in the foreword to the report, subdued growth will likely persist throughout the decade because of weak investment in most of the world. With inflation now running at multi-decade highs in many countries and supply expected to grow slowly, there is a risk that inflation will remain higher for longer. The bank thinks global growth will hover around 3% in 2023 and 2024, with inflation remaining high in many countries. Growth in the U.S., the bank said, would only be 2.5% this year, down from 5.7% last year. The bank predicted Europe would also see growth of 2.5% compared to 5.4% last year. They predicted China to grow 4.3% this year, down from 8.1% last year. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed Tuesday that Ukraine will fight to recover all its territory occupied by Russian forces. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Cutler.